is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. Recently, we had 2 weeks school holidays here in Australia, and the first week I was so blessed to be able to take my children up to Darwin in the Northern Territory and spend some time with my parents and my children. It was hot and we spent most of our time in and out of pools and down by the waterfront, and it was just one of those beautiful family memories. And I completely surrendered to the role of mother and daughter. Other than a few very small tasks I needed to do for work, I was there fully present every single day as a mother and a daughter. The kids woke up super early. Almost every night, one of them woke up and crawled into bed with me. I was holding space as a daughter for my parents and the things that they're going through at the moment. And I felt really grateful that I was able to do that. But then I returned back to Sydney, and another week of school holidays and another full week of being mama, of actually being taxi driver and playdate organizer and running around and doing all the things that I needed to do to entertain these little ones for an extra week of school holidays. Again, I had thought that it would be great for me to spend the whole 2 weeks with them, give them myself completely, and really honor that role of mother. But by the second week, the wheels started to fall off. I could feel anger and quick-temperedness rising up in me. I was feeling frustrated and found myself getting angry at little things, found that inner mean mama voice kicking back in again, saying things like, "For goodness sakes, can't I just have 5 minutes to have a shower?" All of those old patterns coming back again. Words like, "I'm so busy," "I'm so rushed," kept coming out of my mouth. And I'm not sure if you've ever noticed this, I started saying things to my kids which sounded a little like, "I've been running around for you all day, can you just do this one thing for me?" All the things that I don't want to say, and all the things that I've tried really hard not to have come out of my mouth or in my mind anymore. And so I stopped. I realized what was happening. And I sat down, as I always do, with myself, first thing in the morning, and started to write out what was happening. How was I back in this place? What was happening within me and within my life? And why was I feeling these old feelings again? And I realized once more, mamas, that it was about the balance in my life. That I had consciously chosen, yes, but I had given myself completely to one role for an extended period of time. I had given myself to the role as mother and did not consciously choose to look after myself in any other way. I was really out of balance again. And even though I wouldn't change those 2 weeks at all, and I will continue to try and block out times in my calendar and in my life where I can be fully present in a particular role, whether it is mother, daughter, friend, wife. But I have to also be very aware that within me, I need to balance myself. I need to find small pockets of time to still be the wife, the lover, the passionate, sensual person. I have to find small pockets of my time so I can just be me, myself, the woman, not responsible for anybody else's feelings or happiness. I have to still find time to honor my body through exercise or yoga or stretching or walking or whatever it is that I can squeeze in. And yes, I still have to honor myself as someone who loves her work, who loves writing and creating and supporting women. And even though in certain times in our life, these little pockets of honoring ourselves may be tiny, literally teeny tiny, they still have to be there. That's what I think we've missed with that self-care for mums message. That, okay, yes, it's great to say that you need to sit down and have a cup of tea each day. But what we failed to say is that that's because it's honoring a different part of you. You do it for yourself. You do it so you can fill yourself up. There is a beautiful theory that says that we are like cylinders. We have numerous cylinders in our life that must be filled and must be honored for us to have balance. These cylinders are perhaps different roles in your life, different parts of your life. And if one cylinder is not filled up at all, it affects how you show up in your life. So for example, the cylinder of your health. If we don't honor and respect and give it time within our everyday life, then of course our health suffers, our body suffers. But it is the same for us and the cylinder of our relationships, the cylinder of ourselves as a creative, passionate woman, the cylinder of ourselves as someone who has great ambition. Perhaps we can't fill up the cylinders as much as we want right now. By either choice or circumstance, perhaps you can't fill up a particular cylinder that you so would love to have filled in your life. But don't ignore it completely. Don't allow the cylinder to get so empty that the role that you are playing is filled with resentment and anger. It literally takes the tiniest tweaks to start to change this, mamas. When I realized where the imbalance was coming from again, I quickly put some things into place to make sure I could get that balance again. I spoke to my husband, had a big cry to my husband about how imbalanced I had become over the last 2 weeks, and organized for the next day to do a few key things that I needed to feel like I still had me in amongst all of this. Got up early and went to the gym, and then he stayed home for a few hours of work, and I went to a cafe and did what I needed to do to feel on top of things again. It was really simple. It was a grand total of 3 hours to rebalance 2 weeks, but it worked so well. I returned back to the children later that day, and we went to the beach, and we had such a beautiful, present, fun-filled day. I felt no resentment, no remorse, no anger or judgment again. I was fully present. I wasn't reaching for my phone and trying to do other things while I was with them. I felt like I could be there in the moment again. Mindfulness is great. Trying to be present in the moment is great. But sometimes our distractions and our mindlessness as an indication that something's out of whack here. Something's out of balance. Perhaps the way that you keep reaching for your phone when you're in the playground with your children is an indication that there's a part of you that's not being satisfied. I've spoken about this before. We have to fill each of our cylinders. We have to find a way to have balance. And although, as I said, that balance might not be perfect yet. We are very much in the motherhood days, and other things won't be as full. That's okay, we can accept that. But we have to find a way to honor ourselves, at least in the smallest parts and in the smallest ways. This is how we get real balance. After my 2 weeks of realizing all of this again, I've decided to run my 5 days to Real Balance program again for this year. One last time before the year finishes, before we get into the busyness of Christmas and winding up the year. It's a completely free 5-day program where we look at what real balance looks like, how we can balance that busyness and achievement and productivity with the slowness and the presence that we need. If you would like to join, it's completely free and completely achievable for busy mamas, I promise you. It's a short video and a 5-minute mindfulness exercise every day for 5 days. But like my one morning of just honoring myself again, these small things can have the biggest impact. So before the year runs away from us, join me next week. It starts Monday, the 22nd of October, for 5 days to Real Balance. So we don't end the year overwhelmed, stressed, resentful, angry, burnt out again. The sign-up link is in the show notes. Hope to see you there, beautiful mamas. Until next week, Sat Nam.